and welcome to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where we dive into the latest trends, innovations, and insights shaping the trade finance ecosystem. I'm your host, Doris Kinanovich. Now, as we gear up for the 2024 Trade Finance Investor Day in London, I've been speaking to some of the faces you'll be meeting on the day. And our guest today is one of them. He's Pranay Srinivasan. He's the CEO and founder of Manufactured, a leading global inventory success platform that's redefining how small and medium-sized businesses manage their supply chains, financing, and distribution. Thanks for being here, Pranay.
Hi, Doris. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Lovely to hear from you today.
All right, let's dive right in. Pranay, what inspired you to create Manufactured, and how does your platform address the unique challenges faced by SMBs in managing their global inventory and supply chains?
Yeah, great question. I personally have not been in the business for 45 years. I've personally been in the business for a little over 25 years. I think I've run small and medium businesses my whole life, and I've been trying to build technology in the global trade business for small and medium businesses for about 12 years. And I think one of the things that stands out massively glaring over the last few years has been how limited the support for small and medium businesses and global trade is. And we deal with physical inventory customers that basically make and sell physical products. And if you think about it, we've basically seen a massive influx. Actually, we've seen a massive wave of global SMBs adopting technology tools to run their companies. And that has empowered them to successfully start acquiring customers and retaining customers in industries that they are experts in. And it has essentially helped them build businesses with a much larger size relative to the number of people they have. So you're seeing 5 and 7 and 10 person people, companies build 10, 20, $30 million businesses. This is unheard of in previous years, and only the presence of the internet has made it happen. The traditional infrastructure and the traditional trade finance world is not ready for this. And they've basically been looking at how the underlying technology companies have been performing in the world, and that's where the startup focus has been and the funding has been. But the companies that are using those platforms to actually build their businesses have been grossly underserved. And I think there's a lot of different operating tools that are required for an SMB to succeed in global trade, but finance is a core part of any SMB business. Over 82% of SMBs fail because they run out of money, not because they have bad products, not because they have bad businesses, but because they just run out of money. And I think SMB liquidity is a huge problem that basically kills really high quality businesses. And so Manufactured was essentially started to essentially help these businesses succeed in a global trade environment where none of them have the infrastructure or the resources relative to their size to be able to succeed on their own.
And you have just such an amazing and vast global trade network. We're talking 20 industries across 25 countries. Can you share some of those key strategies that you've used to build and maintain this network?
Yeah, great question. So we serve North American merchants right now, but we make and sell products all over the world. And so we have a lot of experience making and selling products. Our customers have a lot of experience making and selling products. And if you build high quality products internationally, and if you sell high quality products internationally, it's pretty easy to attract buyers and sellers of products to a network that want to basically generate revenue. And so by using the merchant as the core point of where the actual inventory is coming and going from, you're able to create a B2B commerce network, which is what Manufactured is, for suppliers to supply their products and for buyers to buy the product. Manufactured is not in the opinion business. We do not decide what products actually enter and exit the network. We create the infrastructure, which is the network of buyers and sellers who basically can buy the products. It is our merchants who are the superstars of the network. They create the products. They design the brand. They actually have a thesis. They have knowledge in the industry. They're the people who are creating this suite of products that can be made by vendors in the network and sold to buyers in the network. And so that is where the global nature of our network is created. It's created. It's not the merchants themselves that are global yet. I mean, we will go expand to international jurisdictions at some point, but the North American market is just such a huge market right now that we focus on merchants who have an opinion about a product, have developed a market, and actually have a thesis around it. And they've proven it with data or with revenue or with transactions. And we support them with makers and sellers, bankers and buyers, who can buy that product and make that product. That's where the global nature of our network comes in.
What I find really fascinating about what you've said and about how this business is designed is that your platform combines manufacturing, financing, and distribution capabilities all in one for these SMBs. How are you integrating these critical functions seamlessly, and what impact do you think it's now having on your clients' businesses?
Great question. We're also rebranding to MFD because that's essentially what we will be called in the future, because we do manufacturing, finance, and distribution. You have to look at it not from a playbook point of view, but from a toolkit point of view. So if you're an SMB, to a hammer, everything's a nail. And so you basically bring a hammer and a screwdriver, and now you have basically three times the ways of actually fixing a house. And so the SMB actually decides how they use the toolkits in our system. How do they use the vendors? How do they use the merchants? Our job is to curate what the SMB wants, using the network we have, using the technology tools we have, and then basically underwrite it using the embedded lending tools we have in the system for them to be able to carry inventory. So to give you an example, if an SMB is carrying inventory for, say, 6 months at a time or 4 months at a time, and you know that at the end of 4 months, they're going to realize a gross profit of about 60%. The SMB running out of money would basically have them fire sale that product, and they would reduce their margin from 60% to 30%. That's a loss of 30% of net income that that SMB could use to acquire additional customers. But if you were able to actually create not just a lending product that allows them to see the product through to its successful inventory completion, but also be able to create additional demand through the buy side that allows them to buy additional product, while creating supply chains that lower their cost of goods over time because they are increasing their demand over time. You've now got this virtuous cycle of lower cost of goods, more income, more acquisition, higher revenue, lower cost of goods, more income, higher revenue, more acquisition. And you're able to then use your own financing tools to help them succeed without diluting a single dime of equity.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We'll talk a little bit more about the lending platform as such. But in terms of financing, manufacturer supports purchase of orders and receivables up to $25 million per transaction. Let's discuss a little bit about the importance of offering such financial flexibility to SMBs, and how does it help them scale their operations, really?
Yeah, so going back to the question, we're seeing an entirely new class of SMBs emerge in the world that essentially have had brand new commerce opportunities available to them because they precisely use the tools available on the cloud and in the internet. One of our customers basically is a candy business that essentially grew just on YouTube because they were able to market themselves and are now in almost every big box major wholesaler, and they're growing from $3 million to $30 million in about 12 months. And they will grow to about $200 million in about 3 years. Now, when an SMB grows that fast with revenue, it's really, really hard for them to basically have a financial partner scale with them because a financial partner gets scared if something is growing disproportionately. If you've read, Phil Knight, who's the founder of Nike, if you've read his autobiography, he will tell you that biography is like a gold standard in reading about supply chain management and operating cash management in a physical inventory business. And every time your inventory is actually supposed to be a feature, like an asset, the banks will price it as a liability because they have no visibility on the completion of that asset turning into cash. But if you have visibility on an asset turning into cash and you have more demand than you have supply, it is very easy to underwrite inventory as a collateral asset to complete the transaction. And we could basically have almost an infinite compounding engine against that, which is why having flexibility in going up to $25 million helps your SMBs capture the demand when it exists, rather than having to linearly scale through sometimes market conditions that might change. So if you don't capture the demand in the moment, you might lose out on that demand in 2 years because your banker was too timid or too conservative to actually grab the market share that you had and actually help you expand it.
And now into what technology, the role technology has in all of this, what role does it have in facilitating the experience, a better lending, embedded lending experience for businesses? And you know, we're going to be having you talking about this at the Trade Finance Investor Day. You know, what kind of insights can we expect to hear from you on the day, you know, sort of around here?
Yeah, I think the underlying theme of what we're going to talk about in November is essentially that sustainable SMBs are great for global economies. And embedded lending at the right price, with the right cadence, with the right discipline, is actually a massive superpower that can actually propel entire economies of SMB businesses. And if you do it with the right technology tools, but with the right human touch, you can actually enable the top 1% of SMBs to actually succeed without failing. So that's what we're going to talk about in November. But to track back a little bit to how technology works with embedded lending, I think technology is just how you run companies now. Any company that doesn't run a technology is going to be obsolete. And you're going to see two types of massive enterprises in the world. You're going to see companies that become holding companies and are like agglomeration of multiple small businesses. Or you're going to see companies that are platforms that are basically providing their services for other companies to use and actually make profits on them. So if you as a technology company are looking to do both, offer a technology platform and make profits, you're probably going to die. So we would like to be on the platform side, which essentially we give people access to networks, access to technology tools, as well as access to their data, as well as access to capital, using the data that they bring into the system, the data that we generate through the trade operations of the system, and basically putting those together to create what we call a really intelligent underwriting engine. So we use technology to acquire data from these SMBs, because most of these are using the cloud to actually run their systems right now. They use Shopify, they use Stripe, they use QuickBooks, they use so many other kinds of borrowing tools and operating tools in the systems that have already got cloud connectivity anyways. So we're just basically pulling that data in to create intelligent underwriting systems. But more than that, we're using data and technology to track their progress. We're using data to track their performance. We're using data to track their invoicing. We use data to track the inventory. So it gives us an up-to-date understanding of where that SMB sits on the financial health meter, and for us to take preemptive action before the loan becomes a default. So we have 6 to 9 months of forecasting data pre-warning before an SMB turns delinquent, which is different from most lenders, because most lenders are coming to you after you've missed 3 months of payments. We're coming to you 3 months before, because we see your revenue slowing down and we already know how to make corrective action because we are an operating partner with the network. So the embedded lending and the technology that we've built allows us to foresee what's happening in your business and then give you the tools through using a network to fix it before it goes into a crisis. So that way the SMB is a true partner and they're not really worried about the bank calling to repossess their house. They're actually partnered with you on making their inventory successful, which is how technology should be used.
That's incredibly powerful, I think, for SMBs today to be able to have this oversight on everything and grow with you, you know, at every stage of their journey. And we're really looking forward to and hearing a lot more about this at the event. Now, so everyone knows that the TFDI, you know, thinks about the originate and distribute module as its basis. And this is the basis on which we have a lot of people attending the event. Who are you looking forward to meeting at the event? Why do you think it's important, or it's important for manufacturers to be at the Trade Finance Investor Day?
Yeah, so we were at the Trade Finance Investor Day last year, and we met a bunch of insurance companies and a bunch of investment advisories who were all very excited about SMB inventory as an asset class. So very excited about SMB trade finance as an asset class. We don't fully grasp how to actually grab their arms around it, because SMBs are tiny, like asset classes are tiny, portfolio sizes are tiny. You don't want to do the aggregation work for it, right? So we are doing that. And so one of the reasons why we are excited to speak at this year is basically we want to try and dispel a couple of myths about SMBs, which is SMBs are too small. They're not. Second is SMBs are not profitable. They are. And that the most interesting thing is that SMBs can be massively sustainable businesses. We have a massive confirmation bias or survivorship bias when we look at large corporations and forget that they started out as SMBs once. And we're seeing this entire class of mid-market companies living on the cloud and growing their business that have basically no aspirations to be a billion-dollar business, but can be massively successful $30 to $50 million businesses. And they can be massively profitable revenue generators for lenders who understand how to underwrite the risk properly and aggregate demand and supply properly. And so one of the reasons why we're excited about the TFDI this year is basically we want to talk to people about why sustainable SMBs are important, how embedded lending works to actually not just partner with the SMB at a risk level, but also with them on a revenue basis level. So showing them how to not just be a defensive player when you lend to SMBs, but an offensive player as well, which is a partnership that drives their business forward. It's a new model. It's a little different than what most people are used to. Not many people have heard about it. But I think from our point of view and our worldview is that the future of global trade is SMBs, sustainable SMBs. And I think that's the punchline we are here to deliver. And we would like to see people, we would like to just open some minds to the fact that SMBs are just, you know, asset class that's waiting to happen. And here's how we think the success of the asset class is going to grow. So that's why we're coming to the Trade Finance Show.
We absolutely can't wait for it. Pranay, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here on the podcast today. And thank you for sharing your delightful insights and just giving us a glimpse into the innovative work that is being done at Manufactured.
Thank you so much, Doris. I really appreciate it. I look forward to it.
All right. For our listeners, if you want to learn more about how Manufactured is transforming global inventory and supply chain management, do visit manufactured.com. And don't forget to join us at the 2024 Trade Finance Investor Day in London, where industry leaders like Pranay will be discussing the future of trade finance. So thank you for tuning in on the TFDI podcast today. Until next time, I'm Doris Kananovich. Bye-bye.